It seems so uncharacteristic of scientists to bring God into their hypotheses. Then why did the founders of classical scientific realism, from Copernicus to Newton, appear so obsessed with God? Even though they destroyed the venerable Aristotelian Dante universe, they could not escape their own cultural and spiritual heritage nurtured within that universe. In the true spirit of Aristotle, they passionately believed reason could decipher the mysteries of the cosmos. But to do so, as Alfred North Whitehead suggested, they desperately needed a supreme creator being whose own rationality guaranteed intelligibility in his creation. A celestial lawgiver. The laws of nature that Kepler, Galileo, Descartes, and Newton believed they revealed to the human mind, and their consistent use of the word revealed harks back to the biblical revelations, but that these laws were edicts issued by a supra-rational being. Today, of course, scientists do not view the laws of nature in terms of command or duty, but rather statistical regularities, valid only in given time and places. Descriptions, not prescriptions, as Carl Pearson so elegantly phrased it. How did the cosmos appear to an individual after the scientific revolution? Newton's laws established a common sense reality and stability to the universe, understandable and comforting to the emerging middle class, if not to the theologian. God, in his wisdom, had provided a reasonable order to the world of mundane events, the movement of planets, falling apples, and ocean tides. No surprises, no miracles, no glitches. In a cosmology confined to the visible and touchable realm of thingness, you can, most assuredly, assume an objective reality out there. Mountains, stars, and sealing wax will continue to exist, even though you may not behold them directly. Unlike a dream, a religious vision, or a drug experience, you can safely turn your head without familiar objects dissolving into strange entities. Nor did the bourgeois mind of the merchant find the concept of a clockwork universe repugnant. It merely reinforced his own belief that time, like money, should not be wasted. Introducing the mechanical clock only intensified the European allegiance to linear time, that is, seconds to centuries, which arose out of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Accordingly, Newton reflects the traditional wisdom of his culture when he advocates the theory of absolute space and absolute time, whose properties and existence are independent of anything else. Matter, moving through this space and time, consists of indestructible particles, or atoms, the origin of the term hard science. Whatever differences prevail between forms of matter, wood, metal, flesh, water, depend upon how densely packed these interlocking atoms, which make up the whole of the universe. The machine that ticks. By designating the universe a machine, these early scientists unwittingly provided justification for the terrible social upheavals later created by the Industrial Revolution. The way of technology elevated itself into a sacred responsibility. If factories and assembly lines transform humans into robots, they simply imitate the handiwork of God, the supreme technocrat. Newton believed a rational God created a rational universe, which then must be consistent in its rationality. A law that governs one part of the universe governs every part of the universe. Since Newton's laws of motion and his law of universal gravitation reveal the quantitative nature of the solar system, then everything in the universe must be quantitative, capable of being measured, counted, reduced to its constituent parts. Therefore, any science worthy of the name, be it physics, psychology, biology, chemistry, or astronomy, must only deal with data that can be measured and quantified. This practice grew into an unchallenged article of faith in science. Given a clockwork universe, an ancient belief, predestination, resurrected itself in the guise of a scientific principle, determinism. Causality, cause and effect, rules our cosmos as inexorably as the Moiræ, the three goddesses of fate or destiny in Greek mythology. The future is as precisely determined by the past as 2 o'clock follows 1 o'clock. Such a rigid determinism obliterates Descartes' theory of a mind independent of the body. Thoughts, images, intuitions, dreams, joys, sorrows, all predetermined, conditioned by past causes. In this mechanistic universe, consciousness is reduced to a epiphenomenon, a symptom or a secondary complication, the ghost in the human machine. Again, our original question, what happened? If the Descartes-Newtonian worldview had been such an overwhelming triumph, with the tremendous advances in science, the Industrial Revolution, the values of the Enlightenment leading to representative government, then why did it suddenly collapse at the very beginning of the 20th century? This paradigm made common sense as long as it was confined to the sensory realm, the see-touch experience of size, shape, color, identity, location, motion, interactions, the domain of the sentient being.